Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
You're listening to Side Hustle Pro, the podcast that teaches you to build and grow your side hustle from passion project to profitable business. And I'm your host, Nikayla Matthews-Akome. So let's get started.
Hey, hey, friends. Welcome, welcome back to the show. It's Nikayla here. And today I am back with a solo episode. It's been a little minute, so I'm excited to kind of do an end of the year reflection on 2022 and just how it's been for me, my business, family, all that good stuff. So first of all, I want to say that 2022 is the year that I felt I have gotten back into somewhat of a groove. It is a different groove. It's not the same groove that I had before 2020. However, it's the closest I've felt to that. But we've already discussed this. I'm not trying to get back to pre-baby Nikayla because I'm a whole new Nikayla. I'm a whole new self. However, in terms of like feeling like a working woman, career woman, it's been the closest that I've felt so far. We'll see where, you know, life continues to take me. I do think that I'm still adjusting and I will always be adjusting to this shift in how I do things now, this shift in cherishing the pockets of time and going really hard when you have 20 minutes, like having a really solid 20-minute session rather than thinking, oh, I'll have a day to do this and that life will be these moments where you can plan out huge chunks of time or just days for things in the way that I used to. So still adjusting in that sense, but certainly feeling more energy, more motivated, more inspired, all that good stuff. A lot of that is a result of just fresh air, getting outside more regularly for walks. Even at times when I fall back because life is ebbs and flows, I always return to that place of going for a walk in the morning at some point in the week, or, you know, doing some form of activity, whether it's 10 minutes a day. Even when I fall off, I still find that doing that a few times a week until I can get back into a regular cadence helps me tremendously. So I would highly recommend that if you just, you know, get into one of those funks or things like that where you kind of fall off your game, because it's going to happen. As far as work-wise, so 2022 was very fun in terms of having some real full circle moments and having some really fun surprises and really exciting things happened. So kicking it off, I think, was March. In March, when I was inducted into the Podcast Hall of Fame via Libsyn and the Podcast Movement family, I flew out to LA to accept that award. And I did a vlog on the both Side Hustle Pro and Nikayla TV YouTube where I share that experience. So if you missed that, I will link to it in the show notes. And that was really exciting because it felt incredible to be recognized for my work. A lot of times I just abide by lay low and build, just focus, put my head down and work because I know it's going to pay off because all signs have shown me that little by little incremental success and consistency really does pay off. So that's always been my motto, just focusing on putting one foot in front of the other, knowing that the signs for what should come next and what I should do next will come to me. And also just focusing on the quality of my work, knowing that quantity as far as monetary gains will also come because I am consistently just leveling up quality and focusing on that. So that's what I always recommend for people to do because when you start out in the beginning with your side hustle, we all know that it takes time to grow it. It takes time to learn it and to evolve as things in your industry shift, as your customers shift or your listeners shift and they need different things or they need to be reminded in different ways of what you offer. That has been my MO, lay low and build. So it's always rewarding and truly surprising and truly just inspiring when people recognize my work and people add me to a list like you are going to be inducted into the Podcast Hall of Fame. That was definitely a game changer. It's funny because I have had talks with podcast networks here and there prior to being inducted into the Podcast Hall of Fame, but going out there, one of the things that I chatted with my brand manager about was he was like, you know, you're going to get so many offers or you're just going to start having even more people approach you. And I would say yes and no. I had that experience. Yes, in terms of, like I said, I was having conversations before, but after, I think it got a little more serious, as you can tell, because I am now on a podcast network. So that was the second big thing that happened this year. But let me get back to that because let me not skip over another big surprise that happened with Side Hustle Pro, which was in July, I shot the fall cover, which is now out. And I hope you guys have seen it. I've shared it on Instagram. I've shared it via email. And I'll again link to it in the show notes. So I was the cover photo for Millie Magazine and, you know, had a featured article inside of the magazine. It was really, really cool. So if you're watching this episode on YouTube, you get to see it. If you haven't seen it, I will link to it in the show notes. And the episode is all about side hustling. And I just share my journey of how I started a side hustle that eventually grew into my full-time job and how I inspire people via the interviews and the stories that we share on this podcast. It's so, so important to me to highlight the stories that I share on this podcast because these stories, they truly help me. Just the other day, for example, we interviewed Janae Marks, right? We talked to Janae and she's a renowned, famous children's author who has now inked a deal with Disney to develop a series that's going to be produced by Kerry Washington. How cool is that? Writing a book is something that, you know, is on my bucket list. Somewhere in the future, I would like to do that. And I have no idea how the book world works, or I had no idea before I talked to Janae. I have friends who are writing books and, you know, we've chatted here and there, but getting to actually ask those questions is so important because I'm learning, you're learning. And that's what I aim to do with this podcast. I've always seen it as a way to connect with people I truly want to learn from and be that person that's asking the questions that you might want to ask, but you aren't able to get in touch with them or you don't know they exist. So I'm so happy when I am able to do something like be on a Millie magazine and share this podcast so that more people who never heard of it can know that these stories are out there and get the chance to be inspired too. When I think about how important it's been in my journey to see people who look like me and then feel like, hey, oh man, that's so motivating. Like they did that. I can do that. I still do that every single day, whether it's how people have developed their life, raised their children and managed to balance their pursuits. every single day, seeing other Black women doing things I want to do inspires me, motivates me. So that's what I do my podcast for. And I hope that if you're interested in doing a podcast, or if you are interested in just bringing something to the world, that you'll keep going after it, because it's just so rewarding when you're able to help people, or you're able to give people something that they want and need. And it will grow. It will grow the more you keep doing it, the more you keep putting one foot in front of the other. So back to the actual, how did Millie come about? So Millie came about through an email. What else, right? The funny thing is that, well, it's not funny because it's intentional. You know, I create content because I know that the content itself will help me to be bolstered in search engine results. So the search engine optimization, that's why the Side Hustle Pro website exists. That's why I put information in the show descriptions for each and every podcast. So as people are searching for side hustling, they come across Side Hustle Pro. This opportunity came about because someone was connected to a person who I've interviewed. They were catching up with that person, seeing what they've been up to, and they came across the show. Hadn't heard of the show, started going down a rabbit hole, looking at everything, came to my Instagram, which Instagram, love it or hate it, you guys, it's like a business portfolio at this point in the game. If you're using Instagram for your business pursuits, for your creative pursuits, when people go to my Instagram, they get a real rundown summary of what I'm about, what I do, and who I am. And so the casting director, Alicia, was able to see that and reached out to me via email, because my contact information is on Instagram as well as on my website. And the funny thing is, I, as with most things that land in my inbox, I just wasn't sure if it was real. I not that I didn't think she was real, but I don't know what it is about my brain. But I just was like, someone, is this for real? I don't know how to describe it. Same thing happened to me with today's show. I'm like, I almost want to just close my laptop. Like, no, this is not. The Today Show, the Today Show, or, you know, to see, hey, we're interested in having you be on the cover. I'm like, the cover? And it's not a thing where I don't believe in myself. It's just so surreal for something that I started and still do in my closet, you guys, to garner those kind of opportunities. Even though this is what I work for and this is what my goal is, it's still surreal when it happens. And it's a beautiful surreal. It's like, oh my gosh, this is cool. This is really cool. So that's what happened. Alicia reached out. I actually looped in my brand partnerships manager because, again, I was like, I wasn't really sure. But it ended up working out. It ended up working out so beautifully. I'm so glad I got to meet her. The whole team at Millie was amazing. Also, when she reached out to me, I didn't realize she was a Black woman, because surprisingly, I usually Google people right away, but I didn't think to Google her at that moment. Again, maybe because I was still in my, like, is this real phase? And come to find out, she's a Black woman. And so she made sure that the makeup and the hair people knew how to do hair and knew how to do my makeup for my complexion. She asked for recommendations. The whole team at Millie, you know, it's not just her. Like, they wanted to make sure this shoot would highlight my skin tone, everything about what I would actually wear. So the wardrobe stylist, Carlton, oh my goodness, he was so amazing, because, again, he, another person, just went through my portfolios that are online, aka my Instagram, my website, and got a feel for my style, what looks good on me, which I love, vibrant colors, Black-owned women designers, African prints, all that good stuff. And that's what's reflected in the shoot. And even some of the outfits that didn't make the magazine, yeah, were all of that. It was just all Black girl magic, everything throughout that shoot. I'm so, so thankful. Makeup artist Tara Lauren, who is amazing. Hair artist, oh my goodness, I couldn't believe it. So the people that I worked with, I was just so amazed to be in their presence and able to work with them. So thank you so much to Millie Magazine for that opportunity. Inside of the magazine, again, I talk about and share my journey with side hustling, why it's so important, and what you're able to do when you really commit to your side hustle. So The Issue also showed different ways to side hustle. So it's about the gig economy, all about different ways that people have side hustled, supplementing income. And Millie itself is a magazine and digital content program all about money and women, how to make it, save it, invest it, spend it, give it, and talk about it. So definitely check out Millie. That's M-I-L-L-I-E magazine if you haven't already. So now let's shift into the podcast network. So again, this episode is all about reflections on 2022, new things that have happened, where I am, what I've been up to, and all that good stuff. And if you want more solos from me with like regular updates about any specific topics, do let me know, because you know that life has become so hectic. Sometimes I really forget to sit down and update you guys. I'm so sorry, but let me know, you know, because we can shift that to doing a little bit more solos. I always aim for one a month, but it never works out that way. But let me know, and maybe we could do some more of that in 2023, what you'd want my updates on. Because when I look back at my earlier years, I was more like, hey, I've opened my bank account. Hey, I've done this. Like, it was the journey to leave my job, honestly. And now I'm just in the thick of day-to-day juggling entrepreneurship, motherhood, wifehood, all that good stuff, family, exercise, eating healthy, and I can get lost in the sauce. And I'm like, whoa, wait, what do y'all even want me to update you on? So please let me know. But still shifting to podcast network. So I have known about HubSpot for a while, and some of the first podcasters that I knew about and listened to for business purposes are on HubSpot. So people like Amy Porterfield, John Lee Dumas, Jenna Kutcher, those were some of the first podcasts that I started listening to when I started to think through things like email growth, podcasting, marketing, building a career around content, so to speak. So it is very much surreal to now be on a network and have these people as my colleagues. And the way that HubSpot approached me and the way that their team has embraced me has been really, really beautiful. I have the advantage of coming into this as someone who was an independent podcaster who was able to make money from her podcast on her own, who started pitching advertisers, working with brands on my own. Then slowly I scaled to a level where I brought in a brand partnerships manager to help to field those and to help to vet and make those as fair and optimized as possible, right? Yet and still, I was open to the concept of a network because I felt that I've been podcasting since June 2016, and I feel that as a solopreneur, I have done all that I can do on my own. So not that my show has reached a cap by any means, but as someone who is doing this on my own, there's only so many people that I can reach. When you're on a network and you, as part of your network, are being cross-promoted to audiences that haven't heard about you but would be interested in your content, they just haven't heard about you because I don't have the same level of investment that I can just put my show out everywhere, and everywhere meaning, you know, ads everywhere and all that stuff to just continue to reach more and more people. That was something that really, really appealed to me. In addition to having, it's almost like a mastermind level of resources to be able to tap into, like, what are best practices in podcasting these days? What's going on? How can I take it to the next level?
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
It's my 5-year quit anniversary this December. So December 15th, 2017, I left NPR for good. But then I started the podcast in June 2016. So I've been podcasting for over 6 years now. Next year, we'll celebrate 7 years. So I was at a point where it's like, okay, in order to keep growing, you know, I can't keep growing in a silo of just myself. And, you know, maybe my friends and I will connect here and there, but having a group of other podcasters who are further than me will help me to be able to continue to grow, continue to think outside of the box. So I was really excited about that, because in anything you do, which is why when I started this show, I was telling you guys about my mastermind, right? Because at every level that I've been at, I have tapped into a mastermind. And my masterminds were always my friends who were also side hustling and who were serious about it. So my masterminds, we would always check in at least once a month. We would have goals and follow-up items to do. What's hard about masterminds, though, is that as people shift, especially if we're all doing different kinds of side hustles, as people's life shifts and they go through different things, those masterminds tend to fall off. So, and I don't know what it's like to do a paid mastermind, because I haven't done one of those yet. But again, forming a group of like-minded side hustlers, whether that's through a Facebook group that you know of or are a part of, whether that's through your actual friends, finding serious people and keeping it small, you know, like 4-5 people max, and checking in with each other once a month. That is game changing, y'all. Try it for 2023. So at different junctures, I've found that I've been most successful when I have been a part of communities like this. And so this was another thing that was appealing to me. Now, the network is not like a mastermind in itself. Everybody is still at different places and different levels of availability. However, I have that mindset of how I am going to engage and make the most of it and all those things. So that's why I'm using that word, because life is what you make of it. So I could, you know, it's like when you go into any job and some people are like, all right, I'm just there to collect a check. But if you're like, you know what, I don't necessarily want to be here forever, but I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. And I'm going to talk to this person and I'm going to make the most of it while I'm here, because I don't know how long this will last. Then you're going to make the most of it. So that's what I mean in terms of that mastermind mentality. So with most things in life, you can have a mastermind mentality and you can approach it in that way. And it does a world of difference. So the podcast network came about and I'm officially on the HubSpot network. So, so excited. Also, on a business note, to touch base on one thing I'm really happy about is that, of course, I wasn't going to be a part of a network unless I could retain my IP, intellectual property. So I own this show. It's my show. It's kind of like Black Love. Cody was talking about when she was on the show recently, like, I own the rights to this. This is my show. I didn't have to sell and give away my show. All right. So if any of you are worried about that was like my number one. And I'm so glad that podcasting has shifted, because back in the day when I started podcasting, I remember 2016, like a lot of great creatives were doing podcasts for networks. And I won't name any names to be respectful, but a lot of wonderful creatives had really good shows that were created by their employers. So technically the show was owned by the employer. And at the time, I guess, you know, you go to work, you want to be working on something that you enjoy. You're not necessarily thinking of the long game, the end game. But what ended up happening to most people is if they wanted to leave that job, they had to leave the podcast. They had no rights to it. And that was that. And for a long time, it felt like the industry had the upper hand and that was what they were offering. But the tides have shifted, the landscape has shifted, and you no longer have to like give away your baby or not have any skin in the game, any rights to your content. And I want to shout out all the people who have paved the way for these kind of advancements in podcasting and podcasting network opportunities. And I just want to grow and continue to inspire other podcasters. So speaking of that, you should know that I have a program, Podcast Moguls, where I teach aspiring podcasters how to launch and grow their own podcast into an eventual moneymaker, right? So I walk you through everything from like how to actually think through your concept. So it's going to be a hit concept, how to launch the show, how to actually publish it, then how to market it and how to continue marketing it, because you have to continue to grow that email list, continue to get in front of more people for your show to grow, for your downloads to grow. And downloads are what advertisers look at if you want to go the sponsorship route. And ultimately, the more your audience grows, the more your opportunities grow. So things like magazines, things like networks, all of that comes from the audience growth piece. And not enough people spend time in that audience growth foundational work. And so if you don't do that foundational work, you can't get these rewards that you're hoping for, because the foundational work is what allows for those rewards. So if you don't know who your audience is and you don't want to do the work to get to know them and to get to know what they need so that you can provide that in the best way possible, then how can you expect a sponsor to want to sponsor your show if you can't tell them who listens to your show? What do they want? And if you make fake promises and say, oh, my audience is going to do this and do that, and they don't see that return on investment, then they're not going to invest again. And you're going to continue to need to get new sponsors and they won't re-up, and then you'll continue to be on that hamster wheel rather than being able to truly say, hey, this is what I can do because this is my audience. This is my show. Here's what you can expect. And then form relationships that are renewed year after year. That audience foundational work is what I'm devoted to teaching people. So currently, Podcast Moguls is $997. And within that program, you have the course itself. You have 8 modules that teach you everything from, like I said, how to refine that topic and really make sure it's the right podcast topic. And if you already have the topic and you are sure about it, how to niche it down so it's specific to who you're talking to, how to find your audience, how to then launch or relaunch your show, how to do everything from artwork to show notes to make sure that you are continuing to reach the exact person you need to reach every single time you release an episode. And the program, the course modules go all the way up to sponsorship, where I show you my actual pitch decks that I send out to sponsors and that landed me sponsors when I first started out pitching on my own, cold pitching, right? I show you the emails I use to land the kind of guests that will make your show rich and just really impactful and empowering. And so the program has the course itself. It has a private Facebook community that you're a part of. And then it also has live coaching calls once a month. The price of this program is going up and it's not going to go down. And I want you guys to know about this before January 1st, when the price goes up. All right. Don't say I didn't tell you. There will be no more, you know, if you come to a webinar, you'll get a promotional price. None of that. The price is going up. Why? Because I have more to teach you guys. Okay. I went from being an independent podcaster to on a network. I am doing the program. I am revamping it to include more content, more information about where I am today, okay? Which includes doing video podcasts on YouTube and promoting in the new ways that are working across TikTok, Instagram, LinkedIn, everything I use. So if you want to join Podcast Moguls, I highly recommend that you join before January 1st because the price is going up and it's not coming back down. The link to join is podcastmoguls.com/join. Okay. And there is a payment plan option. It's you can do 4 payments of $297. Or you can do the pay in full price and you get several bonuses with the pay in full price. Some of the bonuses include my pitch email to Apple that got me featured in the new and noteworthy section. I also share with you my 5-day branding blitz, which are the exact steps that I did 5 days leading up to my launch of the podcast that helped me to come out the gate in the top 10 in marketing, top 50 in business. I also share with you my pitch email that I use. I got some cold emails, all right? I got some cold emails down. And so I share with you the pitch email that I use when I want to pitch conferences and the specific one that got me flown out to Barbados to speak at a conference. So many bonuses for you guys when you pay in full. But again, there is a payment plan of $297, 4 payments of $297 if that works better for you. So I just wanted to share that with you guys. Make sure you know. I'll get back to my life updates in a second. But Podcast Moguls is... it's the truth, okay? It's the truth. And I am really, really excited to do this 2.0 version. If you join, you will have access to 2.0, okay? So you're getting in now at the current 1.0 pricing, but it's going up January 1st, and I am never going to put it back down. You heard it here first, okay? Because you are getting firsthand access to me inside of our coaching calls and all of the knowledge that I've gained over the past 6 years, going from indie podcaster to now podcast network. And it has been quite a ride, and I want to see more of us having these opportunities. And I think it's not often that you can, if you're a podcaster, right, and you're a podcaster who wants to be a podcast entrepreneur, or you're a podcaster who just wants to use podcasting to grow your business and to leverage podcasting to grow your audience and your platform so that you can speak and be called on to be on stages or on TV as an expert, then there's no better way than to learn from someone who did it before you. It's what I've always done. I've always paid and invested to learn from people who are a few steps ahead of me. And that's honestly how I've gotten to where I am today. So you know how you pay for a college education, or you pay for whatever book or whatever it is you need to get certain information from. It's the same way with podcasting. Free kind of piecemeal Googling will only get you so far. Like when I actually need to learn, I have to invest in the direct person who has the information. So back to my self-reflections there. But as I was thinking about podcasting and podcast network, I just had to share and make sure you guys know about Podcast Moguls, because this journey has been, I won't say it's a long one, but this didn't happen overnight. And so a lot of times people, I feel, I don't know what it is about podcasting. Maybe this is every industry and I just notice it more because I'm a podcaster, but people kind of want this overnight success thing with podcasting. Like you want to drop a few episodes and by your 10th episode and your 10th Instagram reel with a snippet from the episode, you want it to just pop. And don't get me wrong, I understand how frustrating it can be to feel like, hey, I've launched this show and no one's listening. But remember that what you're seeing, oftentimes you're seeing people 6 years in, 5 years in, and you're comparing yourself to that. Or it might seem like someone launched and boom, their show already just went to the top. But what you're not seeing is this might be the 6th show that they launched. This might be their 5th time doing some kind of content endeavor. So even if you did something different before, whether it was a YouTube channel or whether it was back in the day, some stuff you used to do when you were in high school or college, all of that plays into how well you're going to do when you launch your next content thing. So that's what you're seeing. And what I'm realizing is I want to help people to know what actually works and how you can start being more smart about how you're going about podcasting, because I want to see more of us on networks and getting those big deals. there's a podcast out there, and there are a couple podcasts, right, who have signed $100 million, $200 million deals for their podcast. And what happens when you hear that, right? The first thing you think is, it almost sounds unbelievable. It almost sounds like, oh, that's for them. I can't get there. Like, that's like, oh, when you're really, really big, when you're really, really good. But a part of the mindset and thought work that I have to do with myself all the time is to stop putting them in another category than myself, to stop thinking that something is unattainable to me. So right now, overall, my show has over 8 million downloads, right? And so I could look at that and I could say, you know what, this is daunting. I won't get there, here, wherever. There's some people who have 8 million downloads each time they release an episode. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I don't take myself out of the running. I don't think something is unachievable for me. I just think that I have more work to do and I'm willing to do that work. I also am aware that we're all on different pathways. So understand that and like take away the comparison out of it and like and come up with a plan for yourself. What is the plan that you want? Whether it is investing in podcast moguls, whether it is investing in another program, whether it is shifting how you're currently setting up and structuring your time, that could be the shift that you make. So instead of spending X amount of time doing one thing, you might say, you know what, from now on, from this time to this time after work, it's going to be devoted to this. Or, you know what, I'm going to get up a little earlier on Saturday and I'm going to do this every Saturday for 2 hours. Boom. Like, that's an investment that you can make. The investment doesn't always have to be money, but you do have to invest in yourself. So all of the investments I have made throughout the years, the support of God and the consistent striving towards getting better. I can't say I was striving towards a podcast network all the time. I was striving towards getting better because I don't always know what is ahead of me. None of us know what is ahead of us, but I don't always know what to make as the next goal because there is no blueprint for what I'm doing. So I can't say, oh, I know that a lot of podcasters do X, so maybe I'll strive to be X next. That ain't it. That's not how I make my life plans anymore. So striving to get better at my craft and hone in on my craft is what I strive to do. That can look like continuing to study the craft of interviewing, considering to study vocal, right? Like vocal lessons, the narrative and storytelling techniques that really make podcasting interesting, how you break up questions. I study these things. I don't aim to be an expert, but I aim to get better with each and every interview that I do. So that's another way of investing in myself. So I hope this is inspiring to you guys. I just wanted to pop in with some reflections on this year. And, you know, maybe before the year is out, I will think through my kind of goals and plans for 2023. I definitely plan to do another vision board because I did a vision board this year and I hadn't done one in a few years. And it's not like, oh, you put things in a vision board and then osmosis, they all come to you, but it guides your thoughts throughout the year as you look back and you're like, yeah, I want to go after that. Yeah, that's on my goal list. Haven't done it yet. Like, it guides your year. And then you can get even more granular by really attaching timelines to all of that. But we'll talk about that a little bit more. I'm trying to figure out how I want to do the vision board. If there's a way for us to do it together, even let me know if that would be of interest to you. And then, you know, how you can see us doing that together, because I did a video on YouTube on Side Hustle Pro last year. So scroll back to January and shared how I did my vision board in Canva and then how I saved it on my phone and on my iPad. So, and my laptop desktop, so that it was continually inspiring me. And I plan to do the same thing in 2023 because it was so, so, so effective. For lack of a better word. So with that, guys, there you have it. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode, for listening and supporting Side Hustle Pro and just having my back and having the show's back, sharing the show. 5 years ago, I quit my job to do this full time. And it's just been
an amazing ride. Like, I cannot believe I do this full time. I cannot believe that this is my life. And I'm excited for what's to come. And I feel very grateful and very blessed. And I am just looking forward to continuing to share my journey with you all. So with that, have a wonderful, wonderful day. And we'll talk next week. Hey guys, thanks for listening to Side Hustle Pro. If you like the show, be sure to subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts. It helps other side hustlers just like you to find the show. And if you want to hear more from me, you can follow me on Instagram at Side Hustle Pro. Plus, sign up for my 6-bullet Saturday newsletter at sidehustlepro.co/newsletter. When you sign up, you'll receive weekly nuggets from me, including what I'm up to, personal lessons, and my business tip of the week. Again, that's sidehustlepro.co/newsletter to sign up. Talk to you soon.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.